This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And let's go right to the phones. We've got Paul calling in from Pennsylvania.
This has been so much fun with the phones tonight.
We'll see. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller here.
Thank you, Paul.
Just let me get pulled over here so I can take you off speakerphone.
Still skeptical.
Hey, Paul's calling in. So far, so good.
Yeah. No, Paul's calling in from a radio station. Yeah, he's given the call letters here, which is an indication that this is not some crank call from the internet.
I'm just playing around. I'm sure it's going to be a great call.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, I do not troll, and I'm sorry. I just wanted to punch those other idiots in the mouth. I have Jewish family.
Right.
Now,
technically, all of us do.
Right. Now, the whole money-saving thing. Now, yes, I need to quit smoking. However, there's an Indian reservation an hour drive away from me. I can get a carton of cigarettes there for $10.
What?
No, he's absolutely right. So the thing about the Native American reservations, they don't have our taxes.
Right.
And they're still allowed to sell it to us, so... Yeah,
all of a sudden, I didn't know start smoking again.
I'm very surprised that the prices are that low. I'm just agog at that. $10 a carton. I mean, those are 1980s prices.
Exactly. Those are the prices when I started smoking. The cheapest pack of cigarettes here in the town that I live is between $5.50 and $6.
Right, and those are the off-brand. Awful cigarettes.
It was over 10 when I was working at a convenience store in Hawaii for the good stuff.
Now, when I lived in New Zealand, the day I left New Zealand, it was $23 for a pack of 20.
Jeez. I can't even believe that. Well, you're on an island, I guess.
Right.
Well, it's amazing.
They're trying to go smoke-free by 2025. Every year it goes up a dollar.
It's definitely a disincentive.
Yeah.
And it also affects the poorest people.
Now, I have a soda and energy drink addiction as well. The price of Coca-Cola, which is my favorite, is ridiculous. I go to Aldi, I get one of their off-brand 2 liters for 65 cents.
Yeah, you can get 2 liters. They're really low cost. Now,
you got to really drink a 2 liter, though, man, because it goes flat so fast.
They go flat so fast, but even at the price of 2 liters, you can throw away the last third of it.
Okay.
And you're still doing fine.
Well, it's 65 cents for 2 liters of the off brand, or it's a dollar or $1.50 for one can of Coca-Cola.
Fair.
Yeah, exactly. And I love my Monsters. I'm a full-time college student. And Aldi has something that the taste is almost comparable. Their green gridlock energy drink, a dollar a can.
There you go. So you've got part of this figured out.
What is in an energy? I don't know anything about energy drinks. I mean, to me, that's a terrifying notion.
Guarana, taurine, as well as your expected caffeine and sugar.
Okay.
And vitamin B. A lot of them have
B vitamins.
The vitamin B complex, which is a more natural way of making your body have energy. Now, being a full-time college student and working full-time, sleep is a luxury. So energy drinks are about the only thing that keeps going.
Well, one quick thing to point out there is, so you can buy a giant jar of a B vitamin complex for, $2.
But so, energy drink costs much more.
Right.
Yeah.
So if what you're getting out of that, I can't speak for the taurine or the guarana or the whatever else is in there, but if you're a big fan of 5-Hour Energy out there, just get a B supplement, and you can really cut that cost.
Yeah, I've tried that, but it doesn't seem to kick in quite as quickly as the energy drink does.
I'm lucky. I have a low tolerance for caffeine, so I don't need much to, like, really get going. Nice. And I try to stay away from it as much as possible. So.
No, I've been drinking coffee and energy drinks for so many years now. I can drink when I go to sleep.
God. Paul, I appreciate the money-saving tips. I think that these, like we said, there are... there's vices that we're not giving up.
Yeah.
And everybody's got them. And he's definitely figured out how to spend as little money as possible on his vices. And I think, all right, you know, it wasn't my intention to do a show today about giving up your vices. We can do that show, but it always sounds so sanctimonious. I got my vices too, whatever they might be. They're eating out is probably the biggest one that I have.
Video games for me, man.
Yeah. You're not spending that much money on it, though.
I spend quite a bit of money on video games.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you not seen what video games cost these days?
No, I was thinking, when he said video games, I guess I thought of console games. When I think of console games, I think of $50 a game, and you get a month's worth of play out of it.
Sure. Now, and I buy games, like, I'm frugal with that, too. I've got so many unopened games that I don't buy new games right away.
Yeah.
Unless I really want to play that game right away. So I'll wait till they hit a discount or go on sale. And then I'll buy a handful of them. But I've also got a whole bunch of the consoles. And I've pre-ordered a whole bunch more. And it's going to be an expensive holiday season because there's, you know, the new Xbox coming out and the new PlayStation coming out. And then in April, there's, you know, a new Intellivision coming out, so, you know, got all that on pre-order.
Well, and that is one of those things. There's plenty of college students that they do a new video game every month or a new video game every couple of weeks. And, well, you know, if you want to spare that out a bit, get the video games that are actually going to last you over 100 hours of gameplay.
That's the hard thing to do, is to know whether a video game will or not.
Oh, that's not that hard these days. I mean, the reviews come out pretty much before you can get access to the game. So,
well, in my experience, it was difficult to know which one I would enjoy. Mm. So there's this racing game. I can't remember what it's called, but I've been playing this thing. It's got to be 30 years old. It's old.
Racer.
I don't remember which one it is.
Cruising USA.
It's not that one. The other, there's Star Wars Battlefront, yeah, which I just always liked as a game. And to me, it just keeps on paying off.
I've probably got about 450 hours in Animal Crossing right now.
Right. That's kind of an expensive one. That's a subscription, right?
No, it was $60. I bought that one brand new because I it was one of those games that I really
wanted. And it's super popular right now because
right
of COVID.
Right now it is. Yeah. So I got, and I was able to get that at the store before the store went on lockdown. The day it came out, so yeah, from like March 22nd or whatever through today, I've, you know, put in quite a bit of hours. My wife, I think, has more hours than me in it on that game as well.
Let's go to George calling in from Alabama, listening on YouTube. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. My name is George Wallace from the great state of Alabama, and I want to make a statement to everybody.
The George Wallace?
How I say segregation now. Segregation tomorrow
has
segregation fall.
There we go.
D. George Wallace.
Yeah.
Famous.
Yeah, there you go.
That accent sounded so authentic.
It was like he was playing a video clip.
So there's, coming from the Economic Collapse blog, not exactly your most unbiased source. A mass exodus away from big cities is happening right now on both coasts. Michael Schneider reports, in all of U.S. history, we've never seen anything like the mass exodus of 2020. Hundreds of thousands of people are leaving the major cities on both coasts in search of a better life.
Don't let them in your state. They'll ruin it, too.
Homelessness, crime, and drug use were already on the rise in many of our large cities prior to 2020, but many big city residents were willing to put up with a certain amount of chaos in order to maintain their lifestyles. What is that lifestyle? Like, what is it about a big city?
Convenience.
Of what?
You walk down the stairs and you're at the grocery store.
Hmm. Okay.
You want a pizza,
it's not a very big grocery store.
doesn't matter. How much stuff can you keep in that tiny little apartment?
There's a lot of services that you can get because there are so many people that get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have the best comic book stores, I can tell you that. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Whenever I go to a city, I try to find the comic book store.
Nice.
Free Talk Live. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear the rescue dog has very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and Levette wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Not only are we doing a radio program, we're doing four simultaneous radio programs at the same time.
Call in. Talk about the time cube.
We were talking about... But
check to see if that website still works.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know if it still exists.
Somebody, somewhere, has mirrored the whole timecube.com website.
Archive.org, then.
Yeah, it is glorious. It is a piece of internet history. You youngins who have not seen timecube.com.
More capital letters!
Mind-blowing.
I'm not claiming you have to read the whole thing.
Do drugs before you do.
But, boy, that guy was an entertaining guy to talk to on the radio. And his claim was that, in short, that each day contained four simultaneous days. And he wasn't wrong, right? Like, there was, in fact, if a
day... Go ahead, defend the time cube, Mark.
Right, I'd be happy to. I don't mind. So, when's the day start, Richie?
Traditionally?
I asked a question. Okay. You can answer it.
I would say at midnight.
All right. But sometimes they start at 6 a.m., right?
What do you mean?
Well, in some societies and some cultures, the day starts at 6 a.m., right?
In some societies and some cultures, it starts at 6 p.m.
Or noon.
Okay.
So now that we accept...
Like, that's when their dateline starts? Like
now that we have four today, possible
today's
arbitrary
the 23rd,
starts.
And at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, it would become the 24th?
I'm pretty
Is
sure that
the
these societies wouldn't have numbered them in that way, okay. But I will tell you that some certainly started at 6 a.m.
Okay. Are you saying like that's generally when people wake up and start their day?
Well, that's how they numbered it at the time. Okay. So if you accept that there's two start points for the day, then you're accepting already that two simultaneous days are occurring at okay. the same time. And all you have to do is say, all right, well, those are separated by 6 hours. Why not noon and 6 p.m.? Bam, you're there. Four simultaneous days.
Well, then why not separate them each hour and have 24 simultaneous days?
So there is, in fact...
That's sheer genius!
There is, in fact, an infinite number of days happening in every one day.
Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord lines. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Gene Ray, the Time Cube, I wanted to channel his spirit tonight. The
Gene Ray,
educated,
the Christian Anarchist.
Yep, that's the man, and he was something else, and people, those shows, you really should rebroadcast them every so often so people can listen to them. That was pretty amazing. He did make a good point, though, and that was that everybody is educated stupid, and I have to 100% agree with him on this point. The people of today, and, you know, I guess there was a time of enlightenment where people actually wanted to learn truth and science and all that good stuff, but today we're at an educated stupid part of history. Where people, all they want to do is they want to learn whatever feeds their particular viewpoint. And they will discard everything else. They won't look at any other side of an issue. So the
right.
left.
And this is not the left or the right. This is the left and the right.
Right. The left is wrong. The right is wrong. I'm the only one who's right. So, and of course that's true. But, you know, everybody has that exact same opinion, because right. if you don't think you're right, you're going to change your opinion, right? I mean, nobody keeps a position that they know is wrong. That would be stupid. They would change their position.
At the same time, these people will say, I don't understand why the politicians won't work together. Well, the answer is because none of us will work together. And what you mean by work together is, I don't understand why they all don't just do things my way. Because work together means you have to agree on a way to do something. And if you don't agree on the way to do it, then you can't move forward. You know, like if you're in a situation where you need a co-pilot in your plane or something, and you're going to decide to go from, well, let's take off. Well, we take off by not putting our, you know, putting the throttle forward. Whatever the situation is, you disagree on fundamentals, you can't go forward. And so I'm glad that Washington and state capitals are having they're gridlocked and having a difficult time.
Well, it works within libertarianism, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because it's what's the way forward, and everyone has their own way of how to make a more libertarian society.
Well, they're not real libertarians.
Of course not, because every individual libertarian is the only true libertarian in his own mind.
Of course, as an anarchist, I believe that the correct way to live is to live in anarchy, because actually I would make the argument that we are currently living in anarchy, but that's a different subject. Right now I'm just saying that I believe that the correct way to live is in anarchy, because that's the only way where other people aren't ruling over you. We have currently is we have all these people that are calling themselves our leaders, when initially they were set up as our servants. And in the 200 and some years, they have flipped that around and said, oh, well, we're not servants anymore. Now we're
leaders. Very hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah, so it's best to not have any of them.
I would claim, eventually, I would agree with your premise that we are living in anarchy now. But what do you mean when you say live in anarchy?
Because the opposite of anarchy is authority, right?
All right.
So
I'm only accepting premises here.
If we agree on this point, the opposite of anarchy is authority, then we have to look at what authority is and where does authority come from. People claim to have authority today. The police claim to have authority. The governor claims to have authority. But when you look at their claim of authority and you pick it apart and you look at the details, you find that their authority is false. They don't have authority.
Well,
so in reality, we live in anarchy, and those are simply gangland people that have their little gangs, and they're enforcing their dictates through violence.
That's where they get the authority from. It's the violence. Well, violence and the will.
No, violence does not. No, violence does not gain authority. Violence, all it does is it infringes on the rights of every man. That does not give you authority.
It doesn't give you legitimate authority. I definitely agree on that.
If it's not legitimate, it's not authority.
Well, I mean, there's two ways of getting authority. So you can get authority because you're actually good at what you're doing. Like, you're competent. Like, if you are a good dentist, then you can
be an authority upon teeth.
Yeah. You can tell me absurd things. Like, if you do this thing where your gums bleed, it will actually make them healthier. Well, you actually know what you're doing. You're competent, and that gives you, like, legitimate authority. And then, on the other hand, you can say, well, I simply have the power to wield this force of gun-toting maniacs.
You'll do what I say, because you will be harmed if you don't.
Well, just like you would defer to the dentist on matters of dentistry, right, you defer to the politicians on matters of politics.
Well, being an expert on something is different than claiming to rule over people. You know, I can say I'm an expert at dentistry. That doesn't mean I'm going to rule over your teeth.
And right, because I give you that power voluntarily instead of you taking it.
The kind of authority they're talking about is they own us. They run our lives. And that's what's illegitimate. And they can't ever justify it.
Well, they don't need to because they have the violence.
Thank you for the call, Gene. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Republican National Convention is this week, and President Trump spoke a little bit about what you're going to see coming this week after the constant attacks by the Democrats and presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security.
And though President Trump will be giving his official speech on Thursday night, he will be actively engaged each night of the convention. The Trump campaign announced the full roster of speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and former New York Governor Rudy Giuliani. This is schools across the U.S. are facing shortages on this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies in USA's Chris Barnes report.
The world's three biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops. It says as the school year begins virtually in many places, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the AP it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint, as kids cannot do distance learning without a computer. I'm Chris Barnes.
The northern Gulf Coast is bracing for a rare 1-2 hurricane punch as one tropical storm and one hurricane, Laura and Marco respectively, set their sights to make landfall in southeastern Louisiana. Hurricane warnings are posted from Morgan City in south central Louisiana to the mouth of the Pearl River between New Orleans and Gulfport. Ocean water could rise up to 6 feet above normally dry land. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. We're doing our best anyway. So I want to tell you about AnyPay. Do you have a WordPress website running a WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin. Then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce, and that's it. Now your website is taking cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And Ian said that, like, he watched this and it was literally done in just moments. So let's go to Larry calling in from Tennessee. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, this is Larry here. Y'all hear me?
I kind of hear you.
Sorry about that. It's running real hard where I'm at.
Dropping that. There you go. Larry. Larry. It's not Larry, by the way.
Lawrence?
I don't know.
Lawrence from Tennessee.
So, Going on with this this article about how people are just moving in droves, the claim here from the Economic Collapse blog is that a mass exodus is occurring. Hundreds of thousands of people are leaving major cities on both coasts in search of a better life. And cities have had big problems for some time, but people were willing to put up with it to maintain their lifestyles.
Isn't New York City trying to buy them back? Like, please move back?
Well, when you say buy, you mean lowering their taxes? No.
Okay. Well, I thought the governor or mayor or whatever, Cuomo.
Just come back, is what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Was no incentive?
Just no, yeah, right. So, however, the COVID-19 pandemic and months of civil unrest have finally pushed a lot of people over the edge. Moving companies on both coasts are doing a booming business as wealthy and middle-class families flee at a blistering pace, and most of those families do not plan to ever return. Los Angeles is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, and I being the authors here. Once upon a time, it attracted wealthy and famous people from all over the globe. But in 2020, it's a city on the brink. Here's the quotation here. Today, Los Angeles is a city on the brink. For sale signs are seemingly dotted on every suburban street, and the middle classes, particularly those with families, flee to safer suburbs, with the many choosing to leave L.A. altogether. British-born Danny O'Day runs Watford Moving and Storage. There's a mass exodus from Hollywood, he says. Almost half of the entire homeless population of the entire country now lives in the state of California.
Occupy Hollywood.
Yeah, a large portion of them are addicted to drugs. Needless to say, it's created a nightmarish environment. Junkies and homeless
in the Hollywood mansions.
Well, and that was always kind of the thing about living in the city is you have kind of a trade-off. Yes, you have a bunch of homeless people around, which means that you have more crazy people and more drug addicts. And on the other hand, you have culture, you have arts, you have concerts, you have things to go to, you have bars, you have new businesses opening up, you have all these, you know, new and interesting opportunities around every corner.
Now you have COVID.
Yeah. Until now. And now you just have the downside.
Right.
And nothing to back it up.
Well, when it comes to the culture, like, you know, people have figured this out a long time ago in Chicago. You could live in the city, inside the Loop, and you'd be right there next to the Field Museum, a fantastic museum, and then all the other culture that the city has to offer. Or you could live on one of the train routes and just take it into the city on the weekend so you can go to the Field Museum, or, you know, that once a month you're going to do it. And that's just you intend to, by the way. I mean,
Chicago was the one city on our, like, cross-country tour that my wife, like, crossed off and said, we're not going there because it's too dangerous, and she was scared.
Well, I don't think she's wrong.
Well, okay, I think it's where you go, but either way. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What is life like in the big city?
David the Frugalite.
Okay. It's not David, the Buckwheat. That's what it sounds like. Scream Buckwheat, okay?
It does say Buckwheat, but it kind of said it next to David. What's up?
No, it's on N-word, F-word. So, oh. Yeah, frugality. Oh, you know what? This is
today's F word is frugality.
Frugality, F word. When you got earlier in your program, you were there was a quote somebody was reading. Richie was reading. Eating the quote was eating cold beans in a dark room, and I literally at that moment was chewing cold beans in a dark room.
See, and off the air, I said this topic is perfect for David.
Is that what you?
It's true.
Yes.
I don't recall that.
I can bear witness.
So do you literally eat cold beans out of a tin in a dark room?
Hell no. Beans are way too expensive. You eat them out of a can.
Oh, I see.
He's right.
You buy them 400 pounds at a time from the farmer down the road over there, and then that's you're set for the year.
Yeah, they will keep.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were talking earlier about, like, when you were a smoker, like, okay, so if you get a bunch of your tobacco set up, you can just be set for a while. Now, beans and rice, they will keep forever. And all of us are addicted to eating.
Well, I mean, I don't, for keep forever is an exaggeration, but you can get bugs and bugs and stuff into your grains. But
yeah,
yes.
Well, that's your protein source, dude.
Well, I suppose you're not wrong.
Yeah, the beans, generally speaking, there are no bugs that really want your beans, your dry beans.
Yeah.
So they're pretty safe because the bugs won't even eat them. The rice will get those little, the weevil bugs. I don't even know what they're called. The ones that look like silverfish, but they're not silverfish. They got the whip tail with the little filaments on the end.
They get in there. Yeah.
So how do you prepare your beans, David, when you do eat it?
New Mexico style.
Just that's awesome.
Actually, beans are, we make fun of them, but they're really versatile. Beans is what gives, you know, that, we'll be all hoity-toity for a minute. We can be Japanese. You know, the descriptive word, umami?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
It's the fifth technical flavor. So there's sweet, sour, salty, and bitter, and there is a fifth technical flavor, like technically a flavor meaning that your tongue detects it instead of it being a smell.
Got it.
Right. And beans will give you that. Yeah, instantly. Like if you try to make a soup or a stew, and, you know, if you put vegetables in a pot, you know, just think of vegetables. Put vegetables in a pot, add water, add flame, cook. Salt it to taste, it's still going to be a thin broth, right?
Yeah.
But if you have beans in your soup or your stew,
it'll thicken it.
It'll thicken it, and it gives you that umami taste, so that it feels like there's something of substance there. It's not just a watery broth.
Good to know.
But yeah, the discovery of umami is where MSG came from.
Right.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out a chemical that will give you the flavor of umami or savoriness in the same way that sugar will give you the flavor of sweet.
So what I like about beans and beans and rice, right? Like this is a meal that is hard to get tired of, mind you. And I can get tired of just about everything, but beans and rice, I just tend to get tired of. You add a little bit of butter, and it goes a long way. And then if you happen to have some kind of ground meat, you throw that in, and it's a completely different meal.
Well, and my question was sincere. Like, what is New Mexico style beans? Like, I'm generally curious how you prepare.
With chilies, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So spicy
red,
beans.
Red or green. Yep.
Okay.
So do you get those fresh, or are they the kind of ones that come in a bottle?
Depends on what time of the year it is. Like right now, they're about to pick them, and if you got them in your garden, you're already picking them. But the commercial growers are picking them like starting like right now, and so you have fresh chilies now for the next couple months, and then you have from fresh chilies you have roasted green chilies, and then you freeze those, and then you can also can them, you know, home style in jars, and then over the winter you've seen the New Mexico themed chili ristras. You know what I'm talking about?
The big string of red chilies.
Oh,
I've seen that. Yeah. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. Number 855-450-3733.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Talking about this article here, from the Economic Collapse blog about this mass exodus. They're claiming hundreds of thousands of people are leaving cities right now because all the advantages, as you pointed out there, Peakless Mountaineer, that all the advantages of living in the city are basically done for with COVID-19. Terribly sorry, my fault.
I mean, technically not all of the advantages. Like, if you're off in the country, it's going to take a while for the firefighters to get there. So, like, that's an advantage of being in the city. But all of the ones that make it worth putting up with, crazy people, homeless people, way too many cops.
A fire department's really there to prevent the fire in the next house. You know, the next domicile. In cities, domiciles are attached to other domiciles, so they need these professional departments. I was on a volunteer department for many years and hoping to get back on it here. The COVID-19's kind of slowed things down. Our saying was that we never lost a cellar hole. If you want to control fire in your house, you should check your extinguishers, you should check your alarms, you should do those kind of things. You're responsible for the fire in your house. The fire department's to prevent your fire that you didn't control from getting out of hand and burning down your neighbor's
house. That's a tough sell when you're talking to status. So go like, well, what are you going to do when the fire breaks out? Like, if you don't have fire services by the state. Right, well, I go like, well, it doesn't matter, because if your neighbor has fire protective services, they're going to come put out the fire so it doesn't spread.
Yeah. Well, this is what you say to them. You do understand that fire departments were an insurance company scam to socialize the costs that they had in putting out fires, right? And then they look at you blankly because they have no idea what the history of fire departments were.
Right.
It used to be the fire departments existed to collect the bounties given by fire departments, given by fire insurance companies, on, you know, something that might be burned and, might be burning or whatever.
So as much as you saved from burning, that's what the, at least a portion of that is what the insurance company gave to you.
That gave to the department, yes.
So you have competing fire departments showing up to the same fire.
Sometimes fighting physically over being able to put out the fire or whatever the case might have been.
Meanwhile, the building burns in the background.
And don't forget, the insurance company has to. It was having problems with the department setting buildings on fire so they could then collect the money.
Perverse incentives.
Yeah. So then it's like, well, maybe we should just have the department be a town thing. And there's nothing, like, fundamentally, the idea of a town getting together and having, you know, their engine, and by the way, these are just pumps, the engine pump thing that they pull along with a horse or whatever, and, you know, you're like, well, okay, all right, that makes some sense. You put that, you put the hose over here in the water someplace, in a pond, and then you pump it out over here, okay, all right, but then it just goes on, and then you've got departments with ladder trucks that don't have a two-story house in their entire region.
That's why you put an end to those programs early on before it gets out of control.
I have an idea. If you own a building, pick who gets to hit it with water.
Well, again, it's also the next building next door, right? Because if you don't have fire services, someone's going to show up because your neighbor might.
And there's certainly situations where fire departments have stopped at a county line or something and stood there and looked and watched a building burn.
And now, those are fire departments run by the state that they'll use in defense of private fire departments.
And I know it's kind of counterintuitive, but there's also people standing there watching it burning. Mm-hmm. And look, if you don't have an agreement with people who could stop a fire, then they won't stop a fire.
So let's go on back to the talking about the cities here that people are leaving. This is a quote, junkies and homeless, many of whom are clearly mentally ill, walk the palm-lined streets like zombies. We're talking about L.A. here, apparently. All just three blocks from multi-million dollar homes overlooking the Pacific. Stolen bicycles are piled high on pavements and littered with broken syringes. Could you imagine trying to raise a family in such a community? I certainly couldn't, says the author. And the worse economic conditions become, the worse the problem gets. Crime skyrocketing in L.A., and some of the residents have been shocked to discover strangers actually, going to the bathroom in their front gardens. TV bulletins are filled with horror stories from across the city of women being attacked during their morning jog, or residents returning home from strangers with strangers defecating in their front gardens.
Sounds like it's going to drive the price down of those houses.
Yeah,
people can move up the economic ladder by getting in.
Well, honestly,
sounds like they're de-gentrifying.
California has just way too many people in it for an arid climate. They already have these water agreements and all that kind of thing. They don't have nearly the amount of water that they need to support the population, to the point that they're having what they call saltwater intrusion in the water table.
Okay.
So that means saltwater from the ocean is getting into the fresh water that you can drill down and pump up to 25 miles from the coast.
Don't they have water filters to filter that out? Because it amazes me that a coastal city or a coastal state has water problems when life straw is a thing.
Yes. I don't know about life straw, whether that's good for salt water or not. I wouldn't be able to make that statement.
But the idea that you can filter things out of water to get fresh water, right? That technology exists, and if you just scale that up,
yeah, desalination is not that complicated.
Yeah, I don't know what it would take. One would presume that California has looked at this, but then again, I mean, it's a pretty status place, and they're really complicated. Leave it to the government to mess things up.
There you go.
But I will tell you, absolutely is the answer to your question. There are catamarans out there with what they call water makers, and they aren't making water. They're taking salt water from the ocean, and they're, you know, filtering out the stuff that you can't drink, and then giving you clean, pure water to drink. And so
with as large as the California coast is, with all that seawater, with filtering technology available, there should never be a water shortage.
One would think that you could scale up to make it. I'm
definitely making that claim.
Yeah.
So before we run out of time, I actually wanted to get your guys' thoughts on. I assume that this article's on the level, because I would sure be heading out of the city at this point.
Yeah.
And I wonder, so there has always been this political demographic divide between the two Americas, the rural America and the urban America. And I wonder if all of these people streaming out of cities because cities have lost all of their usefulness, is that going to make a major demographic change in our near future?
Into more rural?
Yeah,
I,
Perhaps suburban?
Yeah, maybe more that. Like, I don't think they're going to go and, you know, live the farm life out in, in the
sticks. Well, I mean, a lot of people are moving out of the cities because they found out that they can do their job online.
Right, but I don't think they're going to want that, you know, I'm living in a barn type of life either.
There's well, I'm not suggesting that either.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a better life not having to deal with cranky neighbors. The farther your neighbor is from you, the more you like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and so I would say the answer to the question is yes, that people will, you know, that if given the option, people are, and they don't see the downside of it, there's less of a downside that they're going to want to be out in the country. So
I think it'll lead more to, like you said, the suburban areas where you have the nice house. Your neighbors aren't, you know, packed in side by side. Yeah. So you can have your front yard. You can have your, you know, private street or whatever.
Wide lawns, what's narrow lines.
Well, what's the point of going suburban if there's nothing going on in the city?
Because then you're not in the city, right? You have a little bit of the sprawl,
I mean,
and you can work from home.
I'm saying, like, suburban versus just rural. And I don't mean, like, you know, I'm not suggesting they're going to be farmers. I'm saying they figured out how to do their job online.
Yeah, because I would presume that the suburban environment, you can still work from home, right? You still got that aspect of it. But you're not as rural, right? You're still
If you have to commute, sure. If you have to commute, then suburban makes sense. But, I mean, there are so many things that they have, by hook or by crook, figured out how to do online because the COVID.
Right.
That, okay, well, if you can do your job online, why would you want to do suburban instead of rural?
I'm saying the atmosphere around suburbia is probably
because you can get a pizza more quickly,
something like that.
I can't get a pizza. I can't get food delivered to my house.
Mm.
I mean,
it's not even that. You know, you're talking about like water being run, right? Fresh water being run, piped in. Whereas, who knows what you'd have septic tanks in a suburb. Versus, you know,
well, I know they drink their own urine at your house.
We just drill down and get water out of the ground in New England. And there's so much of it coming. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that there's that many advantages to suburbia over rural lifestyle. But then again, I live a rural lifestyle, so.
Okay.
Hey, I'm giving the telephone number. Go to freetalklive.com. Hey, sign up for our newsletter there. It is a great way to get news on the new stations we're adding and the new stuff we're doing. It's pretty awesome. It's just go to freetalklive.com, sign up right there.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.